Hello and welcome to Weekly Dev Tips. I'm Steve Smith, aka R. Dallas. This is episode 6, where I'll be discussing Kent Beck's 3-step process for getting things done. Don't forget you can follow Weekly Dev Tips on Twitter and provide feedback or ask questions there. I'll dedicate some time to answering questions in future shows. Also, check out this week's sponsor, DevIQ. DevIQ offers online training for software developers and designers, covering topics like UX, .NET development, and my own course on ASP.NET Core. Check them out at deviq.com. All right, so this week we're going to be talking about Kent Beck, who has a 3-step process. You can follow these steps to implement a new feature, and it can help you remain focused on getting the work done and avoid falling into the trap of premature optimization. The first step is make it work. Since we're talking about software, there is no cost of materials, so you don't have to worry about wasting anything when you just throw something together. You can make the code do what it's supposed to do in whatever ugly, messy manner you want, so long as when you're done, it works. Don't waste time worrying about whether your approach is ideal, your code elegant, or your design patterns perfect. If you can see multiple ways to do something, and you're not sure which is best, just pick one and go with it. You can leave a to-do comment or make a note in your notebook that you keep with you as you code, if you think it's important enough to revisit. Otherwise, when you're done, be sure it works and it works repeatedly. You should have some automated tests that demonstrate that it works. I should probably also note that this process really works best when you have small units of work. In fact, Kanban demonstrates that your overall process will be improved if you work on the smallest scoped work items that you can. You should be able to follow all 3 of the steps that we're going to cover in this episode multiple times per day. If you're spending days or longer just trying to make it work, well then you need to come up with a smaller it and get the reduced scoped item to work. Do this first, and then move on to steps 2 and 3 before continuing back on with your larger scoped piece of work that you're trying to get done. The second step, which you should only do when it works, is make it right. Once you have a working solution and an inexpensive way to ensure it remains working while you modify it, follow refactoring fundamentals to improve your code's design. Look for code smells. Follow software principles. Make sure it's good enough that when you return to it, you'll be able to understand and change it without too much effort, or someone else will be able to do so. Tests can serve as a great form of documentation, especially when you name them well and they indicate what the product or system under test should do. If you think you need more tests or you need to better organize your tests, this is the time to do so. But stop when you have enough tests that when they're green, you're confident that your code does what it should. Don't chase some arbitrary testing metric beyond this point when you could be delivering more value in the form of more features or bug fixes. The third step is make it fast. If it's not fast in terms of performance already, now is the time to measure and tune the application's performance. The performance characteristics of the system should be described just like other system requirements, and efforts should be made on improving performance only until these measurable requirements are met. Otherwise, how will you ever know that you're done? Now, it is true that for some applications, there is great ROI for every small bit of performance improvement. This is true of large, public e-commerce sites like Amazon.com, where they've measured customer cart abandonment levels increasing based on every millisecond of additional latency. However, most applications have less stringent requirements, and in many cases, users have no choice but to use the system for their job. In such cases, you want to provide the user with good enough performance, but remember that beyond good enough is waste. If users don't really notice the difference between 1-second page load times and 800 millisecond page load times, you probably don't need to spend hours trying to trim 200 milliseconds when that time could have been spent fixing that bug that's been plaguing the users for the last few weeks. So to summarize this week, your key takeaways from this episode should be: work on small pieces of work, and for each piece, make it work, make it right, and then make it fast. Stop working on the code as soon as it works. Stop cleaning it up and adding tests as soon as you're confident it works and it is clean enough to maintain next time someone needs to touch it. Stop tuning for performance as soon as it's good enough. If you follow these steps, you'll stay as productive as possible, you'll ship quality software, and you won't get mired in analysis paralysis or gold-plating your code. Check the show notes at weeklydevtips.com/006 for a bunch of links to more information on many of the things I mentioned in this episode. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Please consider leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you found this podcast, and share us on Twitter. See you next time on WeeklyDevTips.com.